honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I start every day with a smoothie. I absolutely love my Vitamix, and there's a lot of great high-powered blenders, but I thought, should I get a juicer? And after doing some research, I decided yes, and I absolutely love my juicer. So when we're talking about juice, we're talking about juice you make yourself, and joining us to shed some light on why this is so important is Michael T. Murray, ND. He's a naturopathic physician regarded as one of the world's top authorities on natural medicine. Dr. Murray, it's so great to have you on Naturally Savvy.
Well, it's my pleasure again. I love your show, and it's an honor to be your guest.
Well, thank you so much. I really admire the work that you do. And like I said, so now some days I'm smoothie-ing. I think I created a word.
Yeah.
And some days
yeah.
I'm juicing. Now, talk to us about, is it important to do both? I would guess yes. And start by focusing first, though, on why juicing our own fresh vegetables is so important.
Well, I think it's important to get fruits and vegetables into our diet, and juicing is just an easy way to do that. I think it liberates the important phytochemicals much more efficiently than any other method, and it's these plant pigments that are showing so many great health benefits. So we have to get 5 servings of vegetables each day, 2 servings of fruit. Sounds like a lot, but it's really not, and juicing just provides an easy, quick, convenient way to flood your body with these important gifts from nature.
We've been hearing a lot lately about fresh pressed juices, and I would love you to tell us the difference between, let's say, using our juicer from home or buying one that's fresh pressed. What's the difference? Are there more nutrients in the fresh press? I'd love to know.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these slow juicers. These are juicers that are, like you said, press, or just they press out the juice at a lower temperature, so it retains more of the important plant chemicals, and it tastes better, and I think that's a real key. If something doesn't taste good, people aren't going to continue to use it on a daily basis. I should say most people. There's a lot of health nuts out there that don't care much about what things taste like. They just know they're good for them, and they're gonna drink their kale and spinach juice every day. But when you're talking about helping kids improve their nutrition, juicing is a great way, and I think these slow-pressed juices are a little bit higher quality. But that said, the key thing is that people get this nutrition in their body on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So whatever juicer fits their budget is the best one to use for them.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I have one that is high powered and I love it. I mean, you could drop a whole apple in it and it's just zoop and it's gone. It's pretty awesome. And I love to mix that with greens. But I did mention the smoothies. Now, are you a fan of those as well, of taking the vegetables and the fruit and keeping all the pulp and the fiber?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think it's just important that people try to reach their goal each day of their intake for fruits and vegetables. And there's a variety of ways to do that through their diet, in eating the fruits and vegetables in their whole form. I do think that juicing provides some advantages for many people. Like I said, it liberates these phytochemicals. Studies have shown that for some of the phytochemicals, like the carotenes, we absorb them much better from juice than we would from the whole food. The juicing kind of takes the physical process of digestion that our body is trying to do through chewing and really goes beyond that. So I'm a proponent of juicing for sure. I think there's something to it. I think it really is a way to get all of these phenomenal anti-cancer, detoxifying, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory compounds into our body quickly and efficiently.
I want to talk a little bit about the sugars when it comes to juicing, because I know for people who are listening, they might think, oh, you know, I should juice my, you know, like Lisa mentioned, the apples or maybe other very sweet fruits. Now, combining apples with vegetables is a different story, but, you know, I want to understand the sugars and, you hear a lot of stories about people who are really healing themselves by turning to juicing and from serious, you know, illnesses like cancer or heart disease. So I wanted your take on what is it that they're supposed to, or that we're supposed to be juicing, and how is the sugar affecting us or not affecting us?
Well, the big concern is with people that have diabetes. Are they going to adversely affect their blood sugar levels by drinking juice? And the key is moderation with the fruit juices. The vegetable juices are really low in sugars, so not a real problem, you know, drinking most of
even
the
carrots.
Yes. Okay. When we look at the glycemic load or glycemic index of carrot juice, for example, it is very reasonable. We just have to keep that portion size small. Certainly, no more than 8 ounces. Of juice in any 2.5 to 3 hour period for someone who has diabetes. Anything more than it's going to be stressing blood sugar control. The natural sugars that are in fruits have not been shown to adversely affect blood sugar control in diabetes when they're kept at moderate intake. So that's the key. You don't want to be drinking 16, 24 ounces of fruit juice if you're diabetic, but you can drink 6 to 8 ounces of a fruit juice or 12 to 14 ounces of a vegetable juice very safely and easily if you have blood sugar issues.
Well, you know, one thing that I like to do is to take the carrot juice after I juice it, and I'll take some coconut milk beverage, unsweetened, and then I'll put cinnamon in, and honestly, you mix it up, it is so good because it makes it creamy, and my daughter will just drink it up like it's the biggest treat ever, and it's delicious.
That's interesting.
It really is.
I knew. I liked you.
She's nine.
yeah. See, that's the key. Well, you know, you made something fun, right? And I think that's
exactly
one of the things I really like about juicing. It's a fun activity, and it's great for teaching kids how to make things that they'll like. And if you can get them engaged in the process, you know, it becomes fun. And then you can talk to them about the health benefits. They're probably not interested in that, but they'll definitely be interested in juicing if it tastes good.
Yeah,
and
that
even
is
you
true.
Lisa, do you ever use the pulp for other things? I mean, I guess Dr. Murray, too. I mean, if you're juicing organic vegetables, is it safe to use the pulp for baking or giving it to your dog? For people who give it to their dog, is that something that you would recommend?
Well, yeah, I don't know much about animal health, so I always get a little nervous when people ask me about things. But yeah, you can utilize the pulp in a variety of different. You make soups with it. You can add it to bread and other dishes, or you can simply use it as compost. What's great about some of these newer juicers is that you get such efficient juicing. The pulp is significantly less than the older style juicers.
That's interesting. So was there a brand that you would recommend that you think is better than others? I'm just more curious if people are going to, you know, is it a budget thing for people when it comes to a juicer? We have about 10 seconds left.
Yeah, it is. And in my book, I highlight the pros and cons of each. And the key is to get one and use one. I like the slow juicer from Hurum. They have patented technology. And the reason I like it is I think it's easy to use and it tastes great. And those are two real advantages. So when people are looking for juicers, spend a little more to make sure you're going to get a juicer that you're actually going to use. It has to be convenient. Mm-hmm. It has to produce good-tasting juice.
So I love that, and I agree with you 100%. Well, thank you for being on the show today, Dr. Murray.
All right. You have a great week.
You too. And you could follow Dr. Murray on Twitter at Dr. Michael Murray, or you can visit his website at drmurray.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.